Talk AM 1400, KBLJ.
The banking industry realizes that commodity prices aren't always as high as we'd like them to be, which can make farming and ranching more challenging than it already is. I'm Jacob Bauer with the State Bank in Lahontan and Rocky Ford. We understand how downturns in the agricultural economy can affect rural communities, which is why our loan officers specialize in financing farmers and ranchers through the rough times. Whether it's land, equipment, cattle, or an operating line of credit, we offer all these loans with competitive low interest rates. The State Bank, building communities, achieving dreams. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And of course, this morning as well on AM 920, KLMR, the giant of the High Plains. And Lamar, welcome along, everybody, here in southeastern Colorado. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. And Lauren and I would like to welcome in our audience there in the far southeastern corner down to Lamar. So welcome along. Lauren Adams with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds. Of course, they are located in Rocky Ford. For folks down that end of the valley that aren't familiar with Arkansas Valley Seeds, tell them where you guys happen to be, Lauren.
Yeah, welcome aboard out there. Now, we're located at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. You can reach us here at 719-254-7469. And, of course, we'd love to talk to you about your seed needs and what we can do to help you with your crops. Today, we have on deck Ryan Wehner from the Rocky Ford Hemp Company. And we've got a great topic to discuss today, and this is a lot bigger than I ever imagined. So again, for you folks that are just joining us, this show is built around me being new in the agriculture industry, and I got a lot to learn. Don't have a lot of time to go to university, so I'm going to learn from the professionals in the industry and get it right from the horse's mouth, as it were. And that's why we got professionals like Ryan here with us today.
All right. Good morning, Ryan, and welcome along to our show here.
No, thanks for having me today.
All right.
Good deal. Well, Ryan, I reached out to you because, you know, at Arkansas Valley Seeds, we get some people coming across the counter and the discussion of hemp comes up quite often. And sounds like there's a little volatility in the beginning of this. And it's just been a couple of years since people really got into this. And people have planted fields of this stuff and found out, gee, there's just not like a large commodities market that you can move it to like you would other products. People who are in this industry and want to get into this, they need to be more than farmers. They need to be marketing executives, and they need to get out there and market that product to who their end buyer is going to be. And that's something that you've been struggling through, and you've got a lot of experience with that, as I understand.
Yeah, definitely. It's not been easy. It's been a struggle for sure, but it's definitely not for the faint of heart. We've really been out here and have been very fortunate for the people that we've come in contact with and that are our partners, and it's been a lot of ups and downs, a pretty crazy roller coaster for sure, but we're still here, and it's been awesome.
So it's been pretty easy to find mentors and people to connect with to help you along with different ideas and
Rocky Ford's an awesome town that that has really kind of welcomed us with open arms, and like sure. I said, the people that we've they've a lot of help has gotten us to where we are for sure. Yeah. So
now you specify in CBD oil and cannabis or hemp has a lot of different options of being a very profitable product or crop to sell because there's so many different things that can be done with it. Now you just narrow in on the one part. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, there's really is so many different, you know, avenues of which way to go with, you know, with hemp. You know, for like you said, we specify in high cannabinoid hemp, you know, and we say cannabinoid. You know, cannabinoids are, there's over 400 cannabinoids in the cannabis plant, CBD being one of the cannabinoids.
Okay.
And so you also have another cannabinoid that is very well known as THC, and that's what you don't want in hemp.
Okay.
But again, there's over 400. There's CBD, CBV, CBG. There's, again,
A lot of acronyms.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but that's just in the high cannabinoid market. But then you also have what, you know, the industrial side of hemp, which you know, in every aisle of a hardware store, you could make something out of hemp, and it's truly, I believe, you know, a long run industry that will take off. But like I said, in the both of these markets are so young that you know, you need people that are making these products now in the hardware stores to either have to retool for their products to accept hemp or again have to have a place where, you know, they can have hemp coming in to where they can make these products out of hemp. So
now we were talking a little bit off mic as an example, Trex decking that uses recycled plastic, and they could use those hemp fibers to reinforce that, and that's a product that could be generated out of a very easily grown accessible product without any you know, cause of deforestation or anything like that, because it is such a regenerative crop, and then added with the, you know, the added benefit of recycling plastic, and these products last for decades.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, how long does it take to grow trees for, say, for, you know, 2x4s and other types of lumber, but then with hemp, it's, you know, a seasonal crop to where you can use, you know, that crop to be able, and also hemp creates, you know, on the fiber side, 4 times as much fiber per acre than lumber and trees do. So it's pretty interesting when you start looking at the facts of what this hemp, you know, can actually do, you know, and it's really
even
amazing.
Things like OSB, what we use for sheet goods for building, you know, 100 different things that could be easily made with those hemp fibers as well.
Correct.
Without a lot of retooling or anything.
Correct.
Maybe,
yeah, and like I said, as soon as, you know, there's a you know, a steady flow of you know, larger industrial hemp fields that are able and you know, and again, harvest is one of the biggest things right now for you know, for people to be able to make sure that they have a harvest just on equipment, you know, and so that's where we've really trying to also on our side being able to see, you know, what we can do that makes most sense on mechanizing, you know, the whole thing, because right now a guy can't call, you know, John Deere or Case and just say, hey, we need the hemp harvester. Right. You know, it's just not available yet.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, there's some pretty innovative people out there who are making and manufacturing some of these mechanized processes or equipment that a hemp grower can, you know, easily afford, because they are very expensive, just like any farm equipment. And of course, as it's evolving, it's going to be higher in the beginning. But these are accessible now, and these are out there and they're available. So the biggest issue has been the enormous amount of labor that has gone into harvesting and processing this product. Do you mind going into that a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah, no, definitely. We, you know, and I feel that it's very specific to where your climate is. Again, you know, how you're harvesting and how, and especially specifically to what kind of hemp, again, for high cannabinoid or industrial hemp. But again, for high cannabinoid, we believe that, you know, it needs to be the drier climate, such as, like I say, here in Rocky Ford, we get about 11 inches a year in rain, pretty dry area. But yeah, it helps us to be able to harvest and make a product that's been, you know, mechanized and is cheaper to be able to, you know, to sell on the larger scale. But yeah, definitely there are some companies out there that are making products, and again, we actually have been able to do that and help farmers kind of get out there with Rocky Ford harvesting, with changing a couple things on the combine to be able to combine hemp, and then also cutting down hemp. I mean, there's so much, like you're saying, that that goes into trying to harvest your hemp that there's just not machines out there for.
Right. And there's a lot that could be extracted from the hemp plant.
Correct.
And we talked a little bit about the decortification process. That's where you've got to separate the cord from the herd of the plant. Could you tell us what that is? What is a cord? What is a herd?
Yeah, so basically from the industrial hemp side, you know, you're going to, once the decortification is, like you say, you're basically, you have your long fibers, which stuff like that can be used for fabrics and things like that. And then the more, the herd and other fiber that, like you're saying, stuff for, you know, wood and other different products as plastics and things like that that can be, yeah, it's really how many products that can be made is unbelievable.
So these need to be separated and shipped differently, because the person that or the company that would use the one product wouldn't want the other.
Correct.
So we need to separate those before we ship those out, right?
Correct, yes.
And that's something that needs to be done basically on farm.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And also, yeah, the same thing as for seed too. The seed that that comes from those plants is very has a lot of oil, right. A lot of protein, and other things that that can be used. It's a, that you can actually so three things that you can harvest from the industrial hemp plant.
Right. Well, I understand that the seeds can be used as a grain.
Correct.
And I've actually had hemp crackers, and they're really tasty. I've also had it mentioned that the oil that it can be pressed and the oil extracted. Now that can only be used for things like salad dressings and things like that.
Yeah, there
because
are
it has a high or a real low flash point.
Could, correct.
Yeah. So it has to be because it's volatile. That mm-hmm. So there are basically every portion of that plant can be utilized in some way and then marketed differently.
Yeah.
But now there are different plants, so you don't want to use the same plant that you would use for CBD oil as you would for, say, industrial fiber. Is
correct.
That right?
Yes. Different varieties.
There are different varieties. Of yes. Then. Okay.
Yes. Definitely mm-hmm. different varieties. So, like I said, you would want a fiber variety for that industrial hemp side, right. And then when you're looking specifically for your high cannabinoid, it's you're going to see which cannabinoid you want to grow. Mm-hmm. Do you want to grow CBG? Do you want to grow CBD? So again, there's the different cannabinoids, and they are strain specific to those as well.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of the cannabinoids, there one of those being THC.
Correct.
Understood that it could be a 0.1% of THC could put you over into now you're doing marijuana instead of hemp. Is that right? Could you go into that? No, we're up to, it's 0.3% is what I understand.
Yes, yes. So the law states that at 0.3% and no more is what is considered hemp from cannabis, marijuana to hemp. So if you are at 0.3, you're hemp. But once you go to 0.4, like you said, that 0.1%. Would turn your hemp hot is what they call it. And then, again, you would be dealing with marijuana.
Now, is that something that could be manipulated by your farming practices to get you over and under that? Or is that specifically like with the modification of the...
A lot of it has to do with variety and from where you are getting your seed. Mm-hmm. But also we do practice, basically not letting your plants go to 100% full maturity. Because in those last couple of weeks is when those cannabinoid contents rise the most. But again, you're also your CBD is rising with that as well. But again, just to make sure we harvest just a few weeks early.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned off mic here a little while ago before we started the program the difference in that percentage between what is considered hemp and you're going like 0.3. Mm-hmm. Now your typical commercial marijuana that the growers are growing for our dispensaries and things like that. Mm-hmm. What is their THC level generally?
Generally, you're looking at probably into the 28 to 32 somewhere in the higher ranges right there. But that's what you're buying when you go to a medical marijuana shop or that medicinal.
So there is a huge difference in the THC levels, and you're talking less than 0.5% of THC. So it's not something that somebody could use for that purpose.
Correct. Right? That is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm. We are live here in studio with Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds and Ryan Wehner of the Rocky Ford Hemp Company. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. And again, we've been running here for a couple of months on AM 1400 KBLJ. And once again, we would like to welcome along the audience down in Prowers, Baca County, that area.
Absolutely.
Also, Eastern Kansas from the audience of AM 920 KLMR. And thanks to them, our 25/7 brethren there, for allowing us to share this information. Our phone lines are open, by the way, if you do have any questions that you'd have for Ryan here with the Rocky Ford Hemp Company. That is 719-384-2345, 719-384-2345, if you would like to get a question in there. Real quick before we get into our break, Lauren, explain a little bit about Arkansas Valley Seeds and what you offer out of your store there in Rocky Ford.
Yeah, thanks for that, Pat. Now, we're just honored to be a part of that and just really glad that the KLMR station is now carrying this program, for one thing. Now, we at Arkansas Valley Seeds, we kind of specialize in cover crops and that sort of thing. We do a lot of grasses and grains, and we also do alfalfas and that sort of thing. We don't really do a lot of the crop seeds like corn or soybeans or anything like that. So that's what our specialty is. Give us a call anytime. We'd love to talk to you about your land and what your needs are there.
And that number once again.
719-254-7469.
And if folks in our home market right here remember back a couple of weeks ago, we did a program that was specifically about turf grass. And we're talking about the kind of grass that you have in your front yard. So if you have any questions about that, Lauren and his crew at Arkansas Valley Seeds are the folks to see. All right, we'll take a quick break right here, and we will be right back. We'll be continuing with Ryan Wehner of the Rocky Ford Hemp Company here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 at KBLJ La Junta. And welcome along, everybody, on the Giant of High Plains, AM 920 KLMR. We'll be right back.
Hello, Lauren Adams here with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, hosted by Pat McGee and myself, Tuesday mornings on KBLJ AM 1400 from 11:15 to noon. Or listen to our podcast at avseeds.com. Being fairly new to agriculture myself, I've got a lot to learn and a lot of questions. That's why we have weekly guests who really know what they're talking about when it comes to agriculture. So join us live or listen to the podcast at avseeds.com as we grow together with information from leaders in agriculture.
Golden Plains Insurance.
I was wondering if you knew where Baby New Year is. I wanted to give him some of my old baby toys.
Well, son, that's very nice, but why are you calling Golden Plains Insurance looking for Baby New Year?
Aren't you supposed to have something for everyone?
We do if you're looking for crop insurance, along with homeowners, auto, farm, and ranch insurance, too, but we don't know anything about Baby New Year.
Do you want some of my old baby toys?
Start the new year right with Golden Plains Insurance, with offices in Lamar, Springfield, and Walsh, homegrown and independent just like you.
Hey, it's Ann, and y'all know I'm a writer. Y'all might not know that Pat cannot draw. And yet, the other day on TTO, This, That, and the Other, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, we went there. We went there.
The Bits in the Hall, that's going to be our book. We should copyright that name. That's going to be our book, The Bits in the Hall.
So then I said, since I'm the writer and you're not, you can illustrate it.
Well, no, wait a minute. We could illustrate it with stick figures.
Now, I don't know about you, but when you think of a book illustration, started with stick figures, do you think of this?
CPAT work hard.
TTO is a community show where we give out information of things happening in your community, and we have a lot of fun. If you'd like to be on TTO, give us a call at 384-5456. CPAT work hard. CPAT say goodbye.
Trent Luce coming up next with Rural Route Radio,
brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep rooted. It's mornings on AM 1400 KBLJ.
Back again, it is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ, and the Giant of the High Plains. I guess that's what they used to call it. AM 920, KLMR. Right. Ty will correct me down there if I am wrong. Lauren Adams in with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds, and Ryan Wehner from the Rocky Ford Hemp Company. Ryan, I want to open up this segment talking to you a little bit about the politics of this, because when industrial hemp first started to come out onto the forefront as a, you know, relevant crop for producers, not talking about growing marijuana, just talking about growing hemp, I mean, there was a lot of blowback on this. And many states, Kansas for one, are really against it. You were mentioning off mic some problems having things analyzed and things like that. So fill us in a little bit on those politics, if you will, because I'm sure you've dealt with that.
Yeah, definitely a lot of politics, and you know, from the beginning, other states that you have to work with, and you know, transporting hemp and also banking and so many things. Like you say, there's just so many things to work around of the whole politics deal, and you know, we've had to talk to multiple different banks to be able to do with anything with hemp or anything. They don't want to do anything with that. Or again, like you said, when we had a couple things analyzed, it had to get sent over to Kansas. It ended up into the sheriff, you know, taking the sample, which were just leaves. It was nothing of flour or anything like that. So
treating it as a controlled substance.
Correct. And even though that product was under 0.3% THC, it was still state to state. But since the USDA now has come out with the farm bill the 2020 Farm Bill that has helped that a lot, honestly. And so other states are starting to also recognize and see kind of what, but like you said in the beginning as well, definitely was a lot harder to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like anything else, when you just get started, there's going to be some bumps.
Definitely.
And this has a potential to be an enormous industry, and it has the potential to certainly help our local growers if we can just get this market off the ground, mm-hmm. is what it sounds like to me. Because there are so many products that can be produced from hemp. Some of the things that I got listed here are fabric, rope, insulation. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Bioplastics can be derived from that. And then there's other similar products, along with the medicinal things and the food products that can be manufactured from that. And so now that I mentioned food products, something is, I was doing a little bit of study. We were talking about, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, phytoremediation. Is that a term you're familiar with? Now, this is where apparently hemp can be used as a remediation crop to pull different metals and things out of the soil.
Yes.
But if you do that, now you can't use that hemp product for, say, medicinal or food purposes.
Correct.
Because it's got that hazardous stuff in there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So when we actually sell product, they'll do heavy metals testing to make sure, because anything that's going to be consumed, you know, by humans, they want to make sure is a clean product,
right.
For sure. But still, if something is, you know, going to be used such as, you know, for fiber or anything like that, then a lot of things can still be used on the industrial hemp side. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting.
So it's not a waste. It's just you can't use it for anything that's going to be consumed by a person.
Correct.
At that point. Mm-hmm. But now you have each crop has to be tested that way, or just?
Specifically from the buyer. Like when you're buying, so when we're selling to someone that's going to make CBD products and things like that, they want to make sure that the product is a clean product,
right.
That they're using.
So there's safety standards in place.
Oh, yeah. And more and more every day for sure, especially with, you know, pharmaceuticals and in the industry of especially with what we do is,
right.
You know, there's the industry is every day more and more regulations and things like that are coming.
So this
forward.
Isn't just a couple of guys in a shed squeezing juice out of a plant
and
putting it in a bottle and trying to sell it to you. There's a lot more going on here.
Correct.
And so we can pretty confidently use these products and know that we're safe to consume them and we're not going to be consuming things like heavy metals.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular special to, say, a producer that's looking for an alternative crop or something like that? Anything in particular that they need to prepare for if they try to grow this, as far as both, you know, the legalities of it, equipment? You kind of glazed over equipment there a little while ago and things like that, because, you know, once you jump into something new, there's a lot of changes to an operation, I'm sure.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If like you say, it's really, you know, we always tell people, if you're looking to jump into hemp, you know, we would recommend really just start small, just so you can kind of see what it's like, even 1 acre, you know, just so you can kind of understand what needs to happen. And, you know, because really once you start getting into the larger acres and you're needing the equipment, or like you said, a lot of the manpower is not there during harvest time, too, because you have a lot of people that are helping, you know, the melon farmers, you know, pick and things like that.
So all that labor is being used in other places.
That's correct. Yeah. So it's really been tough for us, you know, to make sure that we have labor to do, you know, now that we've mechanized, it's made it a lot easier for us to be able to, you know, to harvest. We're, you know, we've got it down to where we can harvest roughly about with three or four guys and get a harvest done in a few hundred acres. So it's definitely been, it's been a true blessing, like I said, with who we've been able to work with, and it's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, these are great crops because they grow tall, they grow fast, and so you don't have a lot of weed issues, and pretty pest resistant too, as I understand. Right?
I will say, yeah. So if you're planting close with the industrial hemp, you would have like you say, less kind of, it's like more of a cover crop to where you are having less weed issues. But for us, actually, we do have a lot of weed issues. Just, you know, there is a lot of weed, you know, pressure here in the valley.
Right.
But because our plant spacing for us, we plant roughly close to about 5-on-5 spacing. So there's a lot of that area that has to be weed.
New guy break. What do you mean by 5-by-5 space?
Oh, no. So we plant, for us, we specifically, we have flood irrigation. So there is a, the plant spacing is 5 foot from row to row.
Okay.
And then the plant in between that is five foot. Feet so across. We're about on 5 foot
Those
on
plants
center.
Are that large. I don't think I've ever seen them up close. And I've heard that the stalks of those plants can get up to 3 inches and more.
That's very true. Right? That's very true. And that's another thing for harvest for when you're trying to, you know, cut multiple multiple rows with a large stock. There's not a lot of machines that do it, but we've actually been able to come up with something that that will cut hemp pretty proficiently. And so it's like you said, it can be a pretty tough situation.
Yeah. So being new to this now, what do you do? How do you cut that down? You don't just take a sickle bar and go through it.
Yeah, no, we basically have a machine that that cuts it and rows it with basically a blade that's spinning.
Okay.
And so then it essentially cuts that and then puts three rows. And again, we're planted on 5 foot or people say 60 inches. Mm-hmm. So we cut three rows and put them into one row.
Okay.
And then we basically dry just on with the air, sun dry.
Let it dry like you would hay.
Correct.
Much like alfalfa.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Just like for about 3 to 4 days. And then we come back and we'll combine that. And we actually have a baler now that is – we just combine directly into our baler to where we have round bales of hemp, dried bales of hemp.
Good.
So it makes the process a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very, very, very interesting on this. How many acres, I would say, now, where is the majority of the hemp grown here in, say, our general area, Otero County, possibly? Is there any up in Crowley County? I know there's a lot of marijuana grows up in Crowley County, of course. You see all the new greenhouses up there. But you're not growing in greenhouses necessarily, are you?
No, where I'd say, it's definitely, you know, the large-scale agriculture. You know, we did close to about 100 acres this year. And a lot of it's been around 18, you know, with the Diamond A Farms growing a lot of hemp. And, you know, but there's, like you said, there's a lot of farmers that, you know, are still sitting on some hemp. And it's hard for a guy to want to grow hemp again next year when they still have a barn full of hemp.
Right.
So that's kind of what we've been going up against a little bit on the market is, you know, people that have a barn full of hemp that want to get rid of it and is selling it kind of for a going out of business sale as to where, you know, you still have your market value as well. So it's been a little tough, and obviously the coronavirus and things like that has kind of set things back. So, but we're now kind of looking in, we're in talks right now a little bit with a company that we're looking to get a contract. And so we're hopefully here in the next couple of seasons that we'll be growing large contracted acres. So it's more of the agricultural style farming.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at this actually increasing here in the next few years, possibly.
Yes. Okay. And you know, every day that you see a commercial and the more people that learn about CBD and also things that can help the body and are more comfortable with the product, you know, is going to, you know, help sales on the back end. But again, like you said, it's also going to take, you know, these people that are making the boards and all this stuff to really kind of kick off to where the industrial side is going to take off as well. So again, it's really about what you know you got to know what you want to grow as to where the high cannabinoid or the industrial hemp and to kind of make sure that you have, like you're saying, to a place to market that material.
Okay, what about processing? I mean, we do have one local processor here right down the streets, as a matter of fact. I don't know that you work with them at all or not, but is that part of the industry expanding? Because that's kind of a, if you will, like, you know, an offshoot of what you're doing, talking about growing it. Or do you guys work on processing as well?
No, we don't process any of our material. We just basically grow it. There's a, basically in the processing side, there's a lot of people that have, you know, opened and have closed down again with just because of the industry going up and down. And like I said, a real roller coaster.
This is still a fledgling industry.
Oh, yeah. And it really is still new. Again, I mean, we're still breaking the ice, you know, with
the birth pains.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, there's definitely some large outfits that, you know, there's people that are extracting roughly 2 and 3 million pounds a year of product. So, some of these larger outfits are definitely, I think, going to, you know, take over once. But again, like you said, there are a lot of people that have opened up processing plants to try to get things, you know, on that side going as well. Because farming, let's face it, is not easy.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ. And of course, now on AM 920, KLMR down in Lamar. Welcome along to that audience in the southeastern part of the state. Our phone lines are open here again. If you have a question for Ryan, 719-384 2345. You can ring us up right here no matter where you happen to be. 719-384-2345. Quick break. We'll take a look at our ag weather in this break as well, and we will be right back with Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds and Ryan Weiner of the Rocky Ford Hemp Company. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ and AM 920 KLMR.
Hello, Lauren Adams here with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, hosted by Pat McGee and myself, Tuesday mornings on KBLJ AM 1400 from 11:15 to noon. Or listen to our podcast at abseeds.com. Being fairly new to agriculture myself, I've got a lot to learn and a lot of questions. That's why we have weekly guests who really know what they're talking about when it comes to agriculture. So join us live or listen to the podcast at abseeds.com as we grow together with information from leaders in agriculture.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the storm over the weekend brought some much-needed moisture to Otero and Crowley counties with 2 to 3 inches of snow, equating to 0.2 to 0.3 inches of moisture. Though once you went east into Benton Prowers County, the moisture petered out to less than 0.1 inches and only 1 inch or less of snow. Mostly sunny skies will bring warmer weather today with temperatures close to normal and then 10 degrees above normal for Wednesday. Look for a cold front Thursday to drop temperatures back to normal into the weekend and early next week. Chances for precipitation will be low for the next week as well, which will aid livestock grazing and supplemental feeding and also farm-to-market transport. Soil temperatures are in the lower 30s and may rise a couple degrees the next few days and then hold steady through much of next week. Although the moisture over the weekend in the La Junta area was somewhat beneficial, it likely was too little to erase the severe to extreme drought conditions. Since October 1st, most farms in Prowers and eastern Bent County have received less than 50% of normal precipitation. The next good chance for moisture may hold off until after the middle of next week. It still looks like a period of colder weather is possible the last week of January. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Golden Plains Insurance.
I was wondering if you knew where Baby New Year is. I wanted to give him some of my old baby toys.
Well, son, that's very nice, but why are you calling Golden Plains Insurance looking for Baby New Year?
Aren't you supposed to have something for everyone?
We do if you're looking for crop insurance, along with homeowners, auto, farm, and ranch insurance, too, but we don't know anything about Baby New Year.
Do you want some of my old baby toys?
Start the new year right with Golden Plains Insurance, with offices in Lamar, Springfield, and Walsh, homegrown and independent, just like you.
Cool. Back to it. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Here on KBLJ and KLMR, we have Ryan Weiner in with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds. And we do have a caller on the line. This is not for our trivia question right here. So we'll go to the telephone and see what we have going on right here. And we will say, hi, good morning. You're on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Hello. Oh, there we go. Now I've got you. Hey, go ahead. What's that, sir?
Man, I was just really interested in all the hemp talk this morning.
Yes, sir.
Good.
I thought about doing a little small farm of my own.
Hmm. Okay.
I just didn't know, Mr. Wehner, how much integrity does it take to grow hemp?
It takes a lot of integrity.
A lot of integrity?
Yes, sir.
How much would you say, though, like on a normal year, how much integrity?
It's going to take a lot to get it done, for sure. Mm-hmm. You just got to get it done.
All right.
Let me break in with a new guy question. What is integrity?
Yeah, exactly. What is integrity?
You know, integrity is that integrity that it takes to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
All right. Okay. Good call. Thank you, sir.
Especially on like a pandemic like right now, does it make things pretty hard?
Mm. Oh, yeah. It definitely makes things a little more difficult when you're trying to deal with everything. Just like anything else, the market is very fluctuative and...
Did you come up with any like pandemic specials to like help you get through?
No, I don't think so. So, all right. Hey, thanks for the call. We do have to. We gotta move on to our question right here, and we will do that right now. We do have a trivia question that we're going to be jumping into right now, and the number on that to call, of course, will be the 719-384-2345. Lauren, what is our prize for the trivia question?
All right. The prize today is if you call in with the correct answer to Ryan's question, you mm-hmm. can come by and pick up a 3-pound bag of our turfgrass seed. We have several different varieties there.
Right.
Or a 1/2-pound bag of our wildflower seed mixes that we have there at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Fort.
All right,
what
Ryan,
is that question,
take
Ryan?
It away.
Yeah, so we're going to ask, what is the acronym of cannabidiol?
Ah, that's what we want to know.
Cannabidiol, what's the acronym?
The acronym of cannabidiol. Do you know what that is?
Only because we were just talking.
That's right, only because we were just talking about it off microphone. Deal, take your call out here, 719-384-2345 if you all want right. to jump in on that. All right, very all good. Right. Ryan, anything else you want to add here before we get to a call, if we get one in here? And, you know, that maybe that we haven't touched on this very unique industry that you right. are in.
Yeah, just, again, if you're looking to get into it, for sure, just start small and it's make sure it's something that you're going to be able to do, because it's again not that easy, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before, you know, there have been a lot of people that are in it and then out of it. You mentioned folks sitting on, you know, crops from past mm-hmm. seasons and that type of thing, and then really possibly lack of processing, because that is an industry in itself mm-hmm. that is growing right along with your growing industry.
Correct, yes. And again, you know, like, you know, with these times and people not necessarily buying as much products and stuff like that, it all, mm-hmm. you know, rolls back to the, you know, to the farmer, to where basically there has to just it was supply and demand kind of a deal. But things are, you know, starting to open back up, and I feel that you know, in the long run, this is definitely something that this can be profitable. But again, it just has to be something that you're able to do and be able to mechanize, you know, what you're doing and cut your overhead costs.
Mm-hmm. Right now in the industry, what are the major states that could be, you know, growing the industrial type of hemp? Because as you mentioned before, very little, if any, of this plant goes to waste.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the more wetter environments, such as back east, Kansas, a lot of places where you're able to dry land farm is really going to be, you know, the spot where you're going to want to do a lot of the industrial hemps.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so, like you said, it's just the high cannabinoid hemp is the more drier environments just because of harvesting and processing and things like that. But yeah, definitely, like you said, just the states that are, you know, what they call, I guess, the Corn Belt and things like that, where you're able to do a lot of dry land farming.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I mean, I've done a little bit of reading on this, and there are so many different things that can be made from your product. Right. Lauren mentioned that a little while ago, mm-hmm. you know, was talking about OSB, building materials, things like that. I understand that even the auto industry is really? Is using hemp products to make basically plastic parts for their automobiles.
Yeah, actually, I think BMW is one of the major ones that's making some products for their, you know, innards, the linings, and like you're saying, insulation and things like that on mm-hmm. and vehicles. And it's it's pretty interesting, and that's what I believe that the industry needs is, you know, larger companies using products like that to where, you know, they need more hemp to, you know, be produced.
Mm-hmm. All right. 719-384-2345. Our question was,
what is the acronym for cannabidiol?
Cannabidiol. What is that acronym? If you have the correct answer here in the next couple of minutes, you'll get the 3-pound bag. You can choose from the 3-pound bag of the turf mix.
Right.
And this is the time to start seeding your lawn again. It definitely is. Or you can pick up a 1/2-pound bag of the Arkansas Valley Seeds Wildflower Mix.
That's
indeed. So 719-384-2345. If that doesn't work, I know the answer. I don't know if they'll let me win it or not, but I sure could use some grass seed. Yes, indeed.
So do I have time to talk about the...
Real quick, bet, before we take our last break right here. Yes.
If you haven't caught on this, you're just catching on, or you want to hear some of our past episodes of Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, go to avseeds.com. Mm-hmm. And click on the Growing Together icon. Those podcasts will be there for your listening pleasure.
All right. And, of course, we will be here every Tuesday with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. You can pick that up terrestrially either here on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR, or, of course, our streaming sites as well. So I'd like to thank Ryan Wehner of the Rocky Ford Hemp Company for joining us today on the program. Very informative. And I think this is an industry that is probably going to be growing quite a little bit over the next 5 years to a decade, I'm sure.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys having me in today. Definitely thank you very much for being able to let people know what I know, and, you know, whatever, the more information that we can get out there, I think, is the better for sure.
All
can
right.
Can people contact you for further questions?
Of
you got
course.
A phone number? You
yeah, want? Yeah. You can give me a call, or check us out on Instagram at Rocky Ford Hemp Company on Instagram, and you can send us a message on there, and we can definitely get anything answered you need.
All right. Check that out on Instagram, Rocky Ford Hemp Company. Ryan Wehner with the Rocky Ford Hemp Company. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be right back. Some final words. We'll give you a preview of next week's program here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Hello, Lauren Adams here with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, hosted by Pat McGee and myself, Tuesday mornings on KBLJ AM 1400 from 11:15 to noon. Or listen to our podcast at avseeds.com. Being fairly new to agriculture myself, I've got a lot to learn and a lot of questions. That's why we have weekly guests who really know what they're talking about when it comes to agriculture. So join us live or listen to the podcast at avseeds.com as we grow together with information from leaders in agriculture.
Golden Plains Insurance.
I was wondering if you knew where Baby New Year is. I wanted to give him some of my old baby toys.
Well, son, that's very nice, but why are you calling Golden Plains Insurance looking for Baby New Year?
Aren't you supposed to have something for everyone?
We do if you're looking for crop insurance, along with homeowners, auto, farm, and ranch insurance, too, but we don't know anything about Baby New Year.
Do you want some of my old baby toys?
Start the new year right with Golden Plains Insurance, with offices in Lamar, Springfield, and Walsh, homegrown and independent, just like you.
I'm glad that, you know, it's awesome what it can do for animals.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we're back. And Ann was just mentioning that here just a moment ago. Yeah. Ann Boswell, our news director.
Yes.
You have a pet that uses CBD oil as a therapy, don't you?
Well, yes. We know Ruger because Ruger's been on the show.
That's
here before.
Ruger, our party poodle, yes.
Okay. Ruger Silas Taylor has a need to do CBD oil.
Yes. Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. I wasn't aware that was used in animals as well. So
for seizures.
Wow. Wow, you talk about that.
Seizures, no kidding.
You bet. All right. All right. Very good. Hey, Lauren, give us a quick preview of who we'll have coming up next week here on Growing Together.
Next week, we got Mr. Mike Weber, and he's from the Lower Arkansas Water Conservancy District. We're going to be talking about water quality, not quantity.
Water quality.
That's right. And he's got some things to be talking about. Its connection between soil health and water quality and some of the other water quality topics. And I think it's going to be a fantastic conversation we're going to have next week with Mike Weber.
Okay. And I mean, you know, water, boy, there's so many different facets to water, to water law, and the use of water. It's not, it doesn't just come out of your tap. There is so much with that, especially in all facets of the agricultural industry.
Right, Mike is going to be a great source of information.
All right. Real quick, Arkansas Valley Seeds contact information once again, Mr. Adams.
Contact me, Lauren Adams, or Tony Davis there at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469. And where you come by and visit us, have a cup of coffee at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford.
All right, very good. And thanks again to Ryan Wehner of the Rocky Ford Hemp Company. Join us next week right here on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR for more Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. For Ryan and Lauren, I'm Pat McGee. Do have a great Tuesday, everybody.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, The Hunt.